Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You came across something in regards to how people view the top quarterbacks in the league. It actually was from The Herd, from Colin Cowherd over on FS1. And it was interesting how one quarterback he thinks is discussed a little differently.
Well, way to be prepared, Dusty.
Yes, Josh Allen throws some ugly picks. But over the 4 years that he's won the division, he's the most productive player in the history of the sport. And some knucklehead is saying, you know, that guy's overrated. I'd argue he's underrated. He just doesn't quite have all the elements offensively that you need to beat maybe the greatest quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, and the greatest coach, arguably Andy Reid of all time. It's Phil Mickelson playing in Tiger's prime. It's Hakeem Olajuwon playing in Jordan's prime. He won when Michael left. Part of Josh Allen's issue, Andy Reid and Mahomes may go down as the greatest quarterback-coach combo in league history. Brady Belichick were, and it kept Peyton Manning out of a lot of Super Bowls. That was not a knock on Peyton Manning. It was a reality on Brady and Belichick. All fight, I'll die on this hill. Josh Allen, to this point, the criticism is silly. He's underrated.
So the part about Mahomes basically
he's underrated.
Title blocking everybody, if you will, right?
Sucks to suck.
That is reality. And we've discussed, I 100% agree with that portion of it.
Yeah.
A week or so ago, you weren't filling in that day. I think I was with Bink, but one of the sports books, FanDuel, I think it was, had a question of like over under how many rings combined over the next 10 for Burrow,
right,
Lamar, and Allen. And we were discussing like the challenge is, yeah, Mahomes is not going to win 7 in a row, but he's going to win more than just the 3 that he has now, I believe. And so much like, you know, he gave the Michael Jordan comparison. Yeah, that's reality. It's going to be very difficult for anybody to rack up one ring, let alone multiple rings, because of Patrick Mahomes existing, especially if you're an AFC quarterback. I don't think Josh Allen is underrated. Maybe other people do. I actually think Josh Allen right this second, July 17th, 2024, is the second best quarterback in the league. The way that changes is if Joe Burrow, Drew's all perking up over there and getting all excited.
Military man.
If Joe Burrow can prove he can play a full season.
Yeah.
And we know what he was when he was healthy.
Sure.
He's the second best quarterback in the league. But I can't have you number two while you can't stay healthy. So that is the caveat I'll put on it. But right this second, yeah, Josh Allen's the second best quarterback in the league.
I like the Tiger-Phil comparison, but I think I like Josh Allen. You might like this, Dusty. He's almost becoming like Ernie Els. The dude's just not going to win.
The stork.
Where Phil at least was winning. Josh Allen is not winning. He's not beating Patrick Mahomes.
Winning.
He's not making a Super Bowl. He hadn't done any of that. Where Joe Burrow has kind of become that Phil Mickelson of he's beaten Mahomes before. Phil beat Tiger a couple of times, but Tiger's still like the guy where Josh Allen's like Ernie Els, same era, really good, would be great in any other era, but he's not going to be better than Tiger Woods, and it's
well,
never
neither is Joe Burrow. I mean, what are we talking? If we're,
no,
the
I,
argument's not whether I, or not
I said that, I said Joe Burrow's Phil Mickelson. Phil Mickelson's never going to be better than Tiger Woods. Joe Burrow is not going to be all time. Joe Burrow is never going to be better than Patrick Mahomes all time.
Right. So what makes you think, though, just right this second, that why is, in this same scenario, why is Joe Burrow Phil Mickelson and not Josh Allen?
Because Josh Allen's never beaten Mahomes in a moment that matters. It doesn't matter whether Joe Burrow's healthy or not.
Oh, yes, it does.
If Josh Allen goes the rest of his career not beating Mahomes one time and not making a Super Bowl, he's Ernie Els, and Joe Burrow is Phil Mickelson.
If Joe Burrow's playing in 9 games every year the rest of his career, it doesn't matter what he does.
All time. Joe Burrow is better than Josh Allen. If Josh Allen never makes a Super Bowl, Joe Burrow did more, Phil Mickelson, than Ernie Els did.
I completely disagree.
If Josh Allen never makes a Super Bowl, then Joe Burrow did more, regardless of if his career pans out to be long or not.
No, I just firmly disagree. You can have the one Super Bowl appearance that Joe Burrow has. If Josh Allen wins an MVP or two, plays for 14 years, and Joe Burrow is on average playing in 11 games a year, never goes to another Super Bowl, doesn't win an MVP, then no, I don't think Joe Burrow has a better career than Josh Allen. No, I disagree.
Look, man, I'm just the mediator. I played the audio. I'm letting you guys go back and forth.
Ranking quarterbacks, Josh Allen, in terms of his career productivity, is Ernie Els. He has done absolutely nothing in his career compared to the other guys.
Though, man.
The other guys. I know. I love me some Ernie Els.
You don't like Josh Allen, though.
No, I like Josh Allen. I just, the conversation's interesting because Colin Cowherd and what he said is the same as what Mike Greenberg said last year on Get Up and on his radio show. Is look, Josh Allen has to do so much more than any other quarterback does. At least Allen wins his division. Joe Burrow has won his division a couple of times. So, debunked.
This seems like more of a Cincinnati fan thing. Like they just don't like, because no, it's fun. This is what being a fan is all about. I get it.
The idea of, well, if you look at comparatively, if everybody talks about Mahomes and Brady and well, Brady beat Mahomes and when it mattered most, Joe Burrow has beaten Josh Allen when it matters and they've played in the playoffs. Josh Allen has never beaten Patrick Mahomes. He's never been to a Super Bowl. In terms of what he's done, whether he's better or not, that's not the conversation.
Yes, it is. yes, it is the conversation. That's when exactly the conversation, right? That is the conversation, is who is better right now and who is available in my mind. Who's available right now? That's why I said Joe Burrow can be number two if he can prove he can stay healthy. But, I mean, the Brady point you make about Mahomes, I don't mix that with the conversation now. I hear you. You're right. We do talk about Brady and Mahomes and how big the head-to-head was. You know why? Because we're having a very specific conversation on who the greatest of all time is.
Isn't that the same thing, though, with Mahomes and Allen? If Josh Allen beat Patrick Mahomes one time and won a Super Bowl, then head-to-head, he has something to stand on. Josh Allen has nothing to stand on.
What does Joe Burrow have to stand on? He's got a trophy case because of his record against Mahomes? Because of one playoff? That's what you're saying. That is the only evidence you keep mentioning is a head-to-head win against Patrick Mahomes in the postseason.
We're talking about what they've done in their careers.
We're talking about who's the second-best quarterback in football right now. That was the debate.
If you have to say if they're healthy, then I think that you
have to be first thing is availability, Drew.
Well, then I think that, but if you look at other conversations around the quarterback position, if you take health out of it, that's, I think when you, who's the better quarterback when they're healthy, I think that's how you evaluate quarterbacks. That's why Aaron Rodgers is probably higher on people's lists, even though if you take health out of the equation, who's the better quarterback, that's what the list should be. It shouldn't be, well, if they're healthy or not. Otherwise, you can question Lamar Jackson. You can question Joe Burrow. You can question a number of other quarterbacks because of their availability.
Lamar Jackson has two MVPs.
It doesn't matter. He's done nothing in his career other than win an MVP. He hasn't done anything when it matters.
Only one of a handful of quarterbacks that have ever won two MVPs. He's never done anything in his career. That's right.
I just personally, if I'm ranking the two behind Mahomes, I just look at pure talent, and
Joe Burrow is second. Josh Allen is three. Lamar Jackson is four.
RG3 should be in the Hall of Fame. He's one of the most talented quarterbacks we've ever seen, I guess.
No, I just think Josh Allen's the second best quarterback due to what he can do at the position more than Burrow. Like, Josh Allen's a bigger dude. He's more mobile. He's got a stronger arm, in my opinion, and he's done it a little bit longer. I think Burrow's like the close third, and I don't necessarily dog Burrow for being hurt the whole time. Like, last year was a fluke injury, and you tear your ACL. It is what it is. It's going to happen. Not everybody's as lucky enough to be able to play their entire career without being hurt. But it is interesting that only two quarterbacks since Mahomes has been in the NFL as a starter have won the Super Bowl, and one of them doesn't play anymore. But, I mean, if you look at the situation that we were into the beginning, Josh Allen is not, to me, underrated. I think Josh Allen is perfectly rated. I think he does have something that he is envious of in Joe Burrow, that Joe Burrow got it done when it mattered. I think that's a big, big step, but it didn't turn into anything. It's like, yeah, you could say that Patrick Mahomes beat Josh Allen with 13 seconds left. They lost the next game, and that game completely became muddled. It was just like, yeah, it was great. It was a really awesome game, but it's one of those things that gets forgot about because of what happened next. Burrow goes off and wins that Super Bowl. You have no doubt in my mind that he's right there. But they didn't win that Super Bowl. But I will say this for you, Drew. Mahomes is here there is a significant gap between two, but the gap between two and three is razor thin. And that two and three can be Allen or Burrow, and it can fluctuate throughout the season depending on health and production.
When you're ranking quarterbacks, I don't think you should take like the extra little curricular things and put them into a conversation. It should be off the talent alone when they're healthy. That's how you should rank.
Yeah, Allen's
that's
more
how
talented.
You should rank quarterbacks.
Yeah, and Allen's more talented.
Okay, and I think we just disagreed. Yeah, I think Joe Burrow's more talented.
I think it's okay to like agree to disagree. I mean, the only thing that I would also bring in is Josh Allen went to Wyoming and had to go get Stephon Diggs, and Burrow just kind of was like birthed into this great situation, Cincinnati, and also had a really good one in LSU. Again, he's throwing the football. He's got to do that too. But I just think when I look at body size, play type, I just think the edge goes to Allen because of what he can do at the quarterback position that Joe Burrow can't do. And I'm not saying that Joe Burrow is a statue back there, but
no, Joe Burrow is Allen's, ridiculously talented. Yeah. He is the third best quarterback in football, but to act like the availability and health is not part of the equation, I just disagree in how we talk about quarterbacks. You can be, I was joking with RG3, but also if we're going to talk about how it doesn't matter, that's why I brought his name up. I mean, there are plenty of quarterbacks and athletes, period. Super talented. Hell, Bo Jackson, probably the most gifted, talented athlete we've ever seen. He's not a Baseball Hall of Famer. Why? Why?
That's a Hall of Famer. If you're ranking best,
because he wasn't healthy, he wasn't available.
Let me give you some sort of explanation.
If you're ranking best players, best athletes, Bo Jackson is always on the list, and nobody talks about because he's injured. That's on a list of, if you talk about top 10 athletes, Bo Jackson is there. Nobody's saying that he's not a top 10 athlete because he got injured all the time. That's where I don't think the injury thing, I think you have to take out of it, because if you're saying Joe Burrow is not as good as Josh Allen because he's injured, then he's not as good as CJ Stroud. He's not as good as Jared Goff. He's not as good as Justin Herbert. He's not as good as Lamar Jackson. He's not as good. Joe Burrow should not be 3 on your list if you're talking about injuries. He should be like 15.
Tell me to put him 15th.
If you're talking about injuries,
no, it's
and
part
availability,
of the equation. Didn't say it's an end all be all, but it is part of the equation. Absolutely.
But I don't think if you're mentioning injuries as a factor, then he's not as good as Lamar Jackson. He's not as good as a number of other quarterbacks. He's in the top 10, maybe. But if you're making injuries a part of the conversation, Joe Burrow is not number 3. That's not how I look at it. I don't think that's how Coward looks at it. I mean, he mentioned the Mickelson to the Tiger conversation. It's a good one. I like it.
We'll get to the trash of the day coming up in about 5 minutes or so. Let's get back up to St. Joe. Chiefs training camp rookies reporting yesterday. Camp underway today. Let's take a look at the potential starting left tackle, Kingsley Suamataia, talking just a few minutes ago.